Well, hello, beautiful souls. I am feeling so fucking wired. And this energy building to this full moon this week is huge. I think I have lubed you all up for how different August will feel and this Leo season will feel because of all of the fixed fuckery that is going on. With our north and south nodes in fixed Taurus and Scorpio, plus Uranus in Taurus, plus Mars has been in Taurus. Now we have the Sun in Leo, fixed fire, and of course Saturn, who has been moving through motherfucking Aquarius for 2 years too long, fixed air Aquarius. So, I mean, my goodness, I just want to say, so today it's Tuesday, the 9th of August. Firstly, I do want to pay a deep love to my beautiful father who passed in Germany on this day 9 years ago. I've flown and I have shared a little of my dad's connection in another podcast earlier times. I don't know, a month or 2 months ago, whenever. And I'm just feeling like, I was traveling on the 8th of the 8th 9 years ago to what I thought was either say goodbye or bring my dad home after his journey with cancer. And yes, we got there on the 9th, and dad had passed early in the morning before we arrived. Well, actually, pretty much, I think as we arrived, it's like as soon as my body was there and as soon as his partner, my stepmother, landed, I feel like maybe that's when his soul had the permission to leave. And yeah, it was really obviously a huge, huge journey. I'd never traveled that far before. It was only the year before that I'd traveled to New Zealand. So my first trip out of the country was only 10 years ago, back in 2012, where I went to New Zealand for a family holiday. And then a year later, I was pretty much flying to Germany by myself, in a way, even though my stepmom was there for the journey. But it was a very lone wolf journey for me as my father's daughter. And yeah, so I just want to, just a little bow down to my daddy, who I love, who's my hero, and we miss him, and move into this dynamic week, which, oh my goodness, I mean, this is just life right now. It's a whole lot of, oh my goodness, but I woke up this morning and, I was doing some prep work for my client later today. And I felt this huge energetic wave. And I mean, I have these often, these sort of huge energetic waves. And since Uranus has been in Taurus, this is Uranian energy, electricity, lightning, bolts of everything in Taurus, the physical body. So our physical vessel is being upgraded, not just on a physical level, but also a cellular level, DNA stuff going on here, like karmically. When I talk about upgrades, I'm not talking about upgrades to sell something or some spiritual entertainment industry upgrade. I'm talking very viscerally or very from a very grounded space. And Uranus in Taurus is huge energetic upgrades. I think that, yeah, we have to have, such a strong transpersonal planet in an earth sign to really anchor in this new dimension, this new dynamic, and that's what's been happening since Uranus entered Taurus. Now, I do want to just say I am in my cupboard as per usual, but there is a lot of banging because there is nowhere for me right now that doesn't have, the workers in my house, painting, constructing, cutting things down, doing all of the things. It's very Uranian, it's very unpredictable. It's a lot of energy happening constantly. People here at my home, we've just got dirt absolutely everywhere waiting for new concrete to be poured, driveways, things like that. So, yeah. Any entrance to my house right now is from a dirt patch. We cannot get more fucking Uranus in Taurus than that. I tell you, this is so literal for me. But this morning I woke up in this wave of energy, this energetic com convulsion nearly locked me off my seat. I'm literally just writing some notes down, and it just like, it literally nearly knocked me. And I'm like, I'm feeling super fucking weird, like super weird. And my middle daughter Indy was here, and she's just like, you know, Mum, are you feeling like you're not even real? I said, yes. She's like, Mum, have you been smoking pot? Be honest. And I said, no, I do not do drugs. Life is too good to escape, and I do not need to do drugs. So I said no, but it made me laugh. And she's just like, oh, you know, well, you need to get a coffee. And I did. I felt like I needed a coffee, which is very weird for me. I mean, I'd stopped drinking coffee for a while, and you know, I'm an in and out coffee sort of drinker. I can drink one a day for 2 weeks and then not have one for 3 months. You know, it's not something I feel like I need. And especially with all this energy around in our nervous system, and you know, there's nothing that we don't want to be heightening any sort of anxiety or nervous tension, okay? So for me, I've been grounding into light codes by just being in the sun. No, you know, no sunscreen, no glasses, just sunning my upper heart chakra, letting the sun naturally sort of, you know, calm my gaze, and just literally letting the sun pour waterfalls of light through me. That seems to be the only thing that's really anchoring me at this point. And I'm a very anchored person. So if you are feeling like you don't even know who you are, or what the fuck's going on, or I'm wired but tired, or I'm tired but wired, or I'm just wired, or I'm just fucking, like again, if you're getting these energetic waves as well that really feel like I felt like I was going to pass out. It was like real lightheaded, like I just felt strange as fuck. And this month is a strange month, but this week is super fucking strange because it's all alien intel. Okay, let's be honest, it's alien fucking intel. Like, we are receiving things that are decoding and recoding. And August itself is a numerology 5 month, and I relate the number 5 to the planet of Uranus, because Uranus is that disruption, that chaos energy. Yes, he is the great awakener, the great liberator, with these lightning flash ideas and inspiration, and where we really step into our own individuality and independence, you know, where we rebel against fucking what we need to rebel against, right? And the 5 energy, just check back into 2021, darlings. We were in a collective 5, and it was just change or be changed, you know, like it was, you're up, you're down, you're left, you're right. Like, it was so disruptive. I found 2020 smooth, you know, I loved 2020. 2020 was like a homecoming. I feel like I've been waiting for these times for probably nearly 2 decades. So for me, the collective awakening has been like a homecoming. Like I said, like I've never felt more aligned, you know, more myself. All of the groundwork that I've done, all the preparation. You always know that I love that quote around how sharp is your axe, you know. When given that axe and given 6 hours to cut down the tree, you know, you spend 4 sharpening that axe. You know, I've been spending my lifetime sharpening my skills. And so 2020 was smooth as ice. Like, I couldn't have loved 2020 more. It just anchored me into my own purpose. You know, we did go through a huge tragedy in 2020, but again, you know, I didn't find 2020 as disruptive, I think, as so many. Whereas 2021 is a collective 5 energy, right? That is just fucking disruption on steroids, and it really relates to the planet Uranus for me. Look, other people might have numbers and planets that they do differently, but this is how I work with it from an energetic space. And 5 to me is Uranus. Like, even when you look at a 5, it's an unusual looking number. Uranus, you know, is unusual. He's like a little antenna. He's like, you know, collecting all of the codes, all of the frequencies, and you know, anchoring them down. And so August is this collective, this energetic collective 5 month for us all. So change or be changed. It's wild. It's unstable. It's erratic. It's unpredictable. And I've been sharing with, you know, my private containers, and probably on last week's potty as well. This is the month to let go. You know, like, so much has changed. People not coming to appointments, my internet dropping out every 5 seconds because of all the work that's going on downstairs, you know, things shifting, you know, things taking longer, things taking shorter, you know, all of these little edges that we're coming up against because we're just moving into and building to the full moon, which is a part of this grand fixed square. And with the North and South node still at 18 degrees of Taurus and Scorpio, Uranus is staying at 18 degrees of Taurus until October. So that 18 degree mark is really highly a trigger point this year. The Sun is building now, you know, 16 degrees Leo. It is building to get to this full moon and building to square these nodes, which the exact square comes on the 11th, where, you know, the Sun is that sense of purpose, this sense of illumination. And this is around tests, testing who you are, testing who you say you are. Are you who you say you are? You know, are your practices deeply sovereign to you, or are they just curated? I've been speaking about this a lot. There's a lot of spiritually curated things that go on, like look at me dance and look at me do the ceremony and look at me do the ritual and look at me do the yoga and look at me do the this. And it's all just curated. It's just all spiritually curated for social media. And with all of this square tension energy going on, I mean, you can feel it, right? Like it literally feels like we're walking around in a square. Like you've got to actually tap into the sacred geometry of this. We are literally in a square right now. We are in a cube with the Sun, Saturn, the nodes, Uranus, Mars, and now this full moon that's coming. August is such a Uranian month, and with so much fixed energy is exactly that. It's fixed. It holds, it supports, it builds, it does the work. And this is where the Sun illuminating the nodes on the 11th, but it's happening now. Let's be honest, it's happening all week. So you can already feel the unusual energy of this week, right? It's there. It's like, oh, what's going on? You know, like, oh, I can sort of touch the energy. It's that, you know, the currents are that high and tangible even. Like you can, it's like I feel very Lucy. If you've watched the movie Lucy with Scarlett Johansson, one of my favorite movies, because it sort of actually explains how I feel I live my life, which if you've watched it, you might go, that's really weird. Or how can you feel that? But it honestly, when I watched it, I'm like, someone's been made a movie about me. And at the moment, it's the end part where she's being, where everything, all of the information's coming in, where she's going to turn black and she's going to just fucking disappear into everything and nothing, right? Which is what we all are anyway. And this energy of all of August in this fixed cube that we're fucking in, it's disruptive, it's eclectic, it's unstable, it's shaky ground, it's inner earthquakes, tremors happening over and over. It's sort of like this whole week, and then with the, you know, like I said, this whole week is peppered with so much nodal activity, and with the Sun making this square to the nodes, really testing you with this fixed energy of what is the work you are actually willing to do. Because everyone wants the enlightenment and the, you know, and the 10K and the fucking praise and the 100,000 followers and all that stuff. But that's not true success. You know, it's quite hollow. And that will be illuminated this week for you. You know, if that's coming up for you around your own sense of purpose, your own sense of identity, your own sense of ego, your own sense of integrity. I mean, the universe is a secret, not so secret super spy, my darlings. Like no matter what you do, you are being watched by energetic frequency. So energetic integrity is super important right now. I mean, it always is, but it's actually really being called out right now. And with these nodes, you know, fucking Pluto is the Death Eater. You know, he is destroying whatever you've clung to this year. And I don't think, I mean, I've talked to many astrologers. This Scorpio South node was deeper than we even thought it could be. And realistically, we've got to go back 18 years ago. That was the last time Scorpio, the North node was in Scorpio. So, it, you know, it's such, not such a long time, but I feel like when people are like, oh, last week was so hectic, I'm like, I can't even look past today. Like, I am so present with every single day that talking about the past, I'm like, did that even happen? Like, what's even going on? It really is this quantum parallel shifts that are going on. And this month is totally amplified because Uranus is a strong key player for this month. And, you know, a few reasons. Obviously, we've had the triple conjunction with Uranus, the North Node, and Mars. That's still playing out, as I shared last week. So that's a real highlight. Then we've of course got this Aquarius full moon. The ruler is Uranus, and then of course Uranus retrogrades this later this month, okay, at 18 degrees of Taurus. So Uranus is the last outer planet to retrograde, so then all of the outer planets will now be retrograde, which is normal. So don't, you know, the socials go, "Oh my God, all of these planets are retrograde." Yeah, mate, every fucking year they do it. So don't, you know, there's nothing, it's nothing scary, it's nothing new. You know, the retrogrades you really want to be paying attention to are Mars and Venus, darlings, because they are the two rarest retrogrades. Everything else, it's like brushing your teeth. It's, you know, it's chopping wood and carrying water. And Uranus really spinning this energetic friggin' frequency. It's very, you know, you've got to do what you need to do daily to anchor in and stay within your own sphere of energy. Because, I mean, I can't even think of last week. I was like, oh, last week was this. I'm like, was it? I have no idea. Because today feels like a decade. Today feels like a lifetime. Every single day for me is this epic synergy of lifetimes, of literal lifetimes. Like, I am just really going through so much. And yeah, you know, rest is important. And like I said, I'm not one to often want coffee, but it's actually sitting in the sun with my coffee. That's what my daughter suggested. Because I was like, do I go back to sleep? Do I just need to sleep? And then we decided coffee and sun and just doing my workout in the sun, which is what I've done this morning. And I am feeling different than I was this morning. I totally, like I said, was totally like, it was, yeah, I don't even think I could stand up. Like, I was so out of my body, not in a like ungrounded way. Don't think it's not about being ungrounded. That's very different. As I've shared in my Everyday Enlightenment book, which of course you can find on Amazon, being ungrounded is being mentally unstable. Feeling out of your body can be a numerous amount of things going on. And for me right now, it's because of the energy. This energy all week is really pushing us in this friggin' cube that we're in. It's like, where am I going? Am I too rigid? Saturn, you know? Am I just wanting to shine and be full of ego? Sun, you know? Am I clinging to, you know, my karmic trauma? South Node, or am I really opening to something brand new for my future? North Node and Uranus. You know, like there's four different edges that we're all coming up against. And of course, individually, you need to look micro at your own chart. Like at your own chart, those four edges will happen in four different houses, and that is where you want to be looking. But for the collective, it's still a collective cube, you know? Just don't even think of the Earth as a sphere right now. It's a fucking cube. We're in this, you know, it's like the planets are around us, even though of course I'm just saying it like this, but this is how I'm visualizing it, in this cube of tension. And of course, when we move into Scorpio season, it's, you know, it's not a cube. It's just this fixed T square. So the thing is that, and this is what I prepped everyone for, as I do, because I love to give everyone the information. Leo season was the season to watch this year because it is the missing leg for this fixed grand square. Of course, all other fixed seasons are going to be fucking insanely intense and ecliptic and elliptic and fucking wild and disruptive and chaotic. Eclipse seasons, which of course is Taurus and Scorpio season this year. Aquarius season was fully fucking crazy as well. But now we've got Leo season, the missing leg of the fixed energy. That's why this season was always huge. And that's why I've done my best to prep you and sort of move you away from, because you could be feeling so dynamic and expansive and fun and all these things. And that's awesome. Like, plug into that shit. You know, there's a lot of deep healing available as well. In Leo season, because we're still connecting karmically back to old traumas or dramas or, you know, childhood wounds, because the sun is making that square to the South Node in Scorpio, right? But this full moon that's building is amplifying all of it. The full moon is going to activate this entire fixed grand square. So we've got both luminaries, the sun and the moon, you know, opposing each other at 19 degrees of Leo and Aquarius, squaring the nodes at 18 degrees. I think they might be 17 degrees by then, but squaring the nodes, squaring Uranus. The moon is conjunct Saturn. Okay, this is an unruly, unstable, breakthrough, fucking wild full moon. Like the most wild full moon of the year. Let me give you the hot tip. So that is happening on the 12th here, on the east coast of, well, in Australia, the 12th of August on Friday, Venus Day. At 11:35 a.m. So yes, that is when the full moon peaks. Yes, it's the daytime because that is when the sun and the moon are exactly opposite. So you could do any releasing or anything the Friday night, but I'm staying in. You know, I'm not going anywhere. Everyone wants to do all these fucking crazy things on this. I'm like, no thanks. I'm just going to be with myself and my own energy on the Friday night. So, you know, this full moon is activating old karmic templates whilst also activating new dharmic ways. There are new rules, there are tests, there are new boundaries to put into place. So that could be for you personally, you know, depending on where this full moon hits for you know, these energetic boundaries, these frequency boundaries. With the moon conjunct Saturn, it's very interesting because the moon in Aquarius has two rulers, because Aquarius has a modern day ruler, which is Uranus, and a traditional ruler, which is Saturn. And the moon is actually making intense aspects with both. Okay, so again, this is an unruly, unpredictable, unstable energy. Like we are literally this week, if you can't already feel it, it's like an earthquake has happened and it's like the tremors keep coming. You're walking and it's like, oh, watch that crack over there. Oh no, here's another tremor. Hold on. Oh, and they're very, it's all, of course, energetic. So you're watching your energetic frequency. So I am, you know, totally suggesting, you know, maybe it is the sun that you need to wash over you every day for an hour. Maybe it's just sitting on the earth for an hour. Maybe it's drinking cacao, or maybe it's having just a black tea. Maybe it's doing some writing. Maybe it's having a coffee. You know, your body is telling you things. Maybe it's trying to get extra sleep. You don't want to be, whatever it is for you, tune into your own frequency. This is what all of this is about, is tune into your own frequency with the sun and the moon. Both our outer self and inner self, and that's what the sun and the moon represent in our own charts. But you know, on a collective, we've got this polarity of fixed fire, fixed air. This is the Aquarius full moon time, and this is about your unconscious, how you're feeling, your inner psyche. And because it's nodal and it's very dharmic, and yes, it's not an eclipse, you know, this is not eclipse, but like I've said, you know, these fixed seasons do feel ecliptic, you know, because Uranus is involved, Saturn's involved. So we're talking about karma and the future. We're talking about Daddy Saturn really, you know, with Uranus, they're shaking up the foundations. And again, it's earthquake energy. It really is earthquake energy. I mean, my God, that's the only way to fucking describe it right now. And these energetic waves that just come, you know, you've got to find your own level of coming back in, because it would be very easy to escape. And, you know, and as I've shared all year and late last year, you know, Mars is about to move into Gemini, and we need to really be watching the delusion, the illusion, that scattered energetic compulsion, the quickness, the fastness. You know, slow is the new way. The future is Taurus. And of course, the future is Taurus. Uranus, the North Node, both representing the future, both representing Dharma, where we are heading, have just hit for the first time in 15 years in Taurus. So the future is actually Taurus. And Just like 15 years ago, it was the future is Pisces. Yes, and if you go back 15 years, we've had Chiron move through Pisces. Absolutely, we've definitely, those 15 years were very much peppered with that very Piscean energy, right? Now we're going to have this very Taurean energy, and then in 15 years, it'll be Cancerian energy with Jupiter there. So it's incredible that it's really giving us a sense of this. And now with Mars moving into Gemini later this month, I mean, he's there for 7 months because of his retrograde. Now, of course, I'm going to talk more on this. I might even do a masterclass where we can really just tune into this energy, because this is highly erratic, highly cerebral energy. And so when things seem fast, slow down. that is my invitation, because the energy is very quickening. It is a very quickening energy. Now, I read back in my 20s the book called The Quickening by Stuart Wilde. Unfucking believable. And back then I was feeling, and that's what I mean, like 2020 for me, finally the world sort of waking up to a new reality. And even though there's still so many that don't have that ability or awareness or capacity, that's okay as well. But the world is doing it even if individuals don't want to. And that's what's cool. Like, that is Uranus in the sign of Gaia. Taurus is Gaia. Taurus is our earth divine, darling. So it doesn't matter if people are unaware or don't want to, their lives are being fucking shaken up to the core. And their choices that they've been making, they're reaping the consequences. Like, that's just the way it is. Pluto at these end degrees of Capricorn, I mean, this is, the death of old times over these next few years, especially, right? So the thing is that this energy isn't going anywhere. This is the new reality. And when I talk of the slowing down, it's the integration, the embodiment that Taurus invites. Taurus is the only fixed earth sign. The most, like I said, it's Gaia Divine. It is Gaia Divine. It's Pachamama. And the invitation is to get into our bodies, into our vessels, into our own energetic frequency. And with Uranus just absolutely lightning flash, lightning bolt, all these, things happening, as soon as Uranus moved into Taurus, I was like, astrology is the language of the future. And absolutely, the future is Taurus. And it's not until we slow down that we can speed up within that moment. And it sounds contradictory and a paradox, but I do find even when I'm mentoring, really highly successful people that are a constant busy and rush and distraction, it's only when they slow down that they achieve more. And so with Mars moving into Gemini, it's something that I spoke on my panel. It's something that I've sort of, put in my 2021, what year are we? 2022 energy survival kit. Mars in Gemini is a huge signature because of his retrograde. Like, he usually only spends around 6 weeks in a sign. He's spending 7 months in a sign, and a very highly cerebral, activated, scattered energy, but also curious and excitable sign. But with all of this already highly attuned energy, we do have to watch our own mental health and the whole escapism thing through drugs and, all of those things to get away from reality. As you've always heard me say, it's not the spiritual bypassing that I even speak to, because I don't think that that's a thing. I think it's the human bypassing. And that is what happens when you want to remove yourself from human experiences by leaving, leaving the human experience to an altered state so that you can move away from and move away from reality, because it's great to be in those altered states because it's not real. It's an illusion. And when you come back down, that's where addiction comes from, so this is the thing. Like, we've got Mars in Gemini making this constant square to fucking Neptune. The illusion and the disillusion and the dissolving will be very real. And if people have mental health issues, this is a time to anchor in and call on support and, make sure you've got a great psychologist and, do all of those very practical things, because the mind will start to tick over with Mars in Gemini very, very quickly. And the energy is going to amp up very, very fast. And so that book, The Quickening by Stuart Wilde, was a real foundation for me back. Well, I read a lot of that stuff in my early 20s as my foundation and the way I live. But it was so accurate back then. I was feeling it back then, 20 years ago, but I haven't actually reread it for that time. And it's probably worth a reread, to be completely honest. It's quite an easy book to get through. But that's what's happening now for a lot of the collective, because they're not used to working with these frequencies. Of course, if you've been doing this sort of work, again, this is normal. But even in the sense of me saying, yeah, this is just like, drinking my morning tea or brushing my teeth, it absolutely is. But at the same time, there's still this mystery and this unknowing, which is great. I mean, we've got to invite that. It's not around the control of knowing what's going on. And I only share, even in my whole kit, like my 2023 kit coming out, all of that's with, understand, like, and even those energetic imprints or the time traveling that I've done is just to bring back some future information. But at the same time, there's change, there's pivot, there's unpredictable things, which I am totally here for. Like, I do not know everything. I mean, we know it all and we know nothing. And that's how I live. Like, everything means something, everything means nothing. We know absolutely all infinite wisdom, but we also absolutely know nothing. So it's to drop into that actual space of surrender there is so powerful. Like, it's more powerful than being on either of those sides. And we really want to tune into how our energetics are playing out right now, because this week, I mean, I nearly got on before I had my coffee just to go, holy, I was going to do like an Instagram live and all these sorts of things. But I thought, no, the potty is where it's at. My husband's like, oh, you've got to do like video podcasts as well. But like, my house isn't set up for that right now. But, that might be something that I do in the future is, have them all here, but also have a video version. Because he loves watching video version podcasts. So he's been, letting me know that that would be a great way to go too, which I'm totally open for. It's just at the moment, my house is, a construction site, and yeah, it's, the whole inner construction that I'm going through is definitely represented literally by what's going on in our home, at the foundational level. It's wild how literal this is. So yeah, I was going to even come on this morning, but this wave just got me. I was like, holy fuck, this week is massive. And like I said, I can't compare to last week because I've forgotten, I'm living so presently every single day. And this month, the invitation is the deep surrender. And it's so funny. I mean, I know I've spoken about this on the podcast in earlier episodes, and in my 2022 kit, you'll see when you turn over the front page, I have like a little sort of a, just some words maybe that land for me. And I said 2022 was like sweet, subtle surrender. Now, yeah, it might not be as subtle as I thought, but the surrender that we have been invited to is sweet. And you know what? A subtle surrender is a daily practice. Surrendering isn't just like, oh, white flag. So that's, we don't need to give up here. Know the difference. This isn't around giving up. And I think sweet, subtle surrender, I had no idea. I mean, and this is what happens. I've been vision boarding for a very long time as well. It's still a part of my practice. As as simple as it may sound, it is very simple and it's extremely powerful. But my vision boards are not consisting of any fucking magazine cutouts. Let me give you the hot tip. I don't need that sort of body, that sort of car, or that holiday. I don't need anything from a fucking magazine. I don't even buy magazines, and I never actually have. My vision boards have always been a deep devoted declaration to what I'm calling in for the year. It's done by powerful words. And I might even do like a little online, I don't know. I've got so many ideas. I want to do all the things, but this year I'm totally having to surrender when it comes to time. The time surrender is a thing because we're time hopping. We're doing all of these wild things, but, anyway, I don't know where I was going because I'm just sort of, I'm traveling into all these different dimensions. But anyway, the surrender is where I was at. It's the daily acts that get the greatest goods. And I think that, in my 20s, it was the consistency of what I did, which has been the solid structural foundation of who I am. And that's what Saturn and is asking of us, even in this full moon. It's like letting go of your own limitations and inhibitions. Saturn can inhibit, he can delay. It's this full moon is super karmic. This is like, what are your karmic conditions? Now, do you know them? Now, that is a high level of superpower awareness. Let me give you the hot tip. Your karmic conditions are these subtle nuances within your own energetic field cell system. And because the South Node is so fucking activated this year, Pluto, like I said, the Death Eater, there is no rugs, there is nowhere to hide. So look at your own karmic conditioning. This full moon is illuminating everything. The sun is illuminating everything. So we've got the sun making the illumination and the moon, the full moon making the illumination of the nodes of our karmic conditioning and of where we're going in our future because of the square to both the nodes and of course Uranus. It's so massive. And the surrendering, like I said, it's not the white flag. Each day for me, it's this element of surrender. It's like, oh, I was supposed to do that, didn't. Okay. Oh, you can't come to see me now. Okay. Oh, this is a okay. You know, there's this level of allowance and living from that space of allowing. Yeah. And for me, the allowing, the allowing is empowering because you feel then empowered that you're making, you know, that you are the one. You know, you are the key. Your own energetic frequency is the key. You're the key. You are the most powerful entity in your whole life. And very interesting, I say the word entity just because, you know, people sort of, you know, buying into these fear-based sort of, you've got a portal open or you've got, you know, entities around you. No, you don't. You are the most powerful entity in your entire life. And when you have the universe backing that and holding that, and you have such a strong pillar, nothing sways you away from yourselves, darlings. I've watched so many people go through these fear-based things. And you, what you believe, you conceive. What you think you are. Those words are much more powerful than just, oh yeah, whatever I, you know, whatever I'm thinking, I'm getting back. No. There is universal laws that are so potent that wherever you're putting your attention, and I mean, I said this around the Lionsgate last, I mean, it was supposed to be yesterday, but last week in my podcast, I'm just like, whatever you give attention to is what manifests. So when you know that you're the most powerful creator, the most powerful entity, the most powerful being on the universe, in the universe, on the earth, all of a sudden things shift, perspectives shift. Things change. And I'm finding that the illumination of this full moon and the building, because we've got the moon also waxing build. Okay, so the moon's waxing at the moment, building, building, building until the peak on the 12th, Friday the 12th. Yeah. And the sun is also building, building, building. He is building. Ra, radiant light is building, squaring these nodes. Squaring Uranus, opposing Saturn, and that full moon there is another anchor point to this. So, you know, where are you in your own cube? Where are you in your own inhibitions? Where do you need to break through? And that's sort of what I'm going to when I write my full moon post is, you know, around a real breakthrough. That's what I called it, you know, when I channeled some words yesterday, is that it's a breakthrough full moon. It doesn't have to be a breakdown full moon. It's a breakthrough. We're penetrating through old everything. And it's a very potent full moon. I just want to say that. And I know that you're probably really feeling it as well. So take care of your energetics this week. You know, go slow, darlings. You know, be careful on the roads. There's no need to rush. Don't overcommit. You know, cancel three things if you can. Embrace the unknown. Know that change is inevitable and the only promised gift you are given each and every single day. Let go of control. That is a part of the fixed fuckery, is the letting go of control. When you let go of control and let life live through you are free. Instead of trying to hold these certain ways of being or doing, or I have to do this, or you don't have to do anything. You choose to. So, taking that power back is what's super important. And actually, condensing your energy a little bit, like coming inward. That's why there is no way you would sort of get me out and about for full moon things or anything like that, because this is a time of coming, actually drawing our energy back in, not dispersing it out to the collective, actually coming back to your sovereignty of self. Hello, Leo Sun. Hello, we're looking at the dharmic path forward and what you are leaving behind, those karmic imprints, those karmic conditions. So this is a deeply personal full moon in my opinion, in my personal organic opinion on how I'm tuning into this cube that we're all in at the moment. And I just want to say too, very interestingly, on the 12th, which is the full moon in Aquarius, the unruly fucking breakthrough unstable full moon, Venus moves into Leo. And this is a really big signature. She hasn't been here. She only, it takes around 18 months usually to go through all the signs, or a year usually, depending on her retrograde and where she retrogrades. But next year, she retrogrades in Leo. So we are going to have Venus now move into Leo, and she is going to activate all these square opposition points as well. So she is going to make a square to the node. She's going to oppose Saturn. Right now, she's actually opposing Pluto as we're speaking. So again, sort of like bringing up everything from the underworld. And she will also, square the nodes, square Uranus, and oppose Saturn. So your Leo house is definitely where you want to, obviously, when you're in solar alchemy, each solar season, you're following the season of the sun, which is primarily what I do in my 12-month container. I mean, that 12-month container is the most alchemical, fucking, it's some of my best work in that container. And it takes a lot of commitment because it is 12 months of teaching videos, really embodying and activating your own birth chart in its own unique way, as opposed to just sort of, again, the collective stuff. It's around your own birth chart. And we really, that's, it's heavy, heavy embodiment, astrological embodiment. But we follow the seasons of the sun. And now that Venus is going to move into the sign of Leo, we're going to have, and I mean, and Venus in Leo is fucking delightful. Don't get me wrong. It's playful. It's colorful. It's exquisite. It's proud. I love it. But at the same time, she's going to make all these squares and oppositions to all these points that have already been squared and opposed, So there's this interesting, fascinating dynamic about her. But where she is moving through in your own chart is where she will retrograde next year. So there's actually quite a lot of clues that we want to be paying attention to whilst she is in Leo from the 12th of August through till September the 5th. Okay, so really paying attention to anything to do with love, relationships, values, money, core desires. Your gifts, your talents, harmony, balance—really looking at that of those fundamentals of Venus's nature. So, yeah, look, sounds like some sort of concrete's being brought up now. So that's my cue to go. Look, I have loved coming on today and sharing a very real, raw, fucking eccentric, wild, unstable week that we have that we're in. It's not just the week that we're having, it's the week that we are in. It's here. These builds to the nodes, this full moon, this fucking erratic, eclectic, unstable breakthrough of a moon is huge. 19 degrees of Aquarius, Friday the 12th, 11:35 a.m. Pay attention. Everything that is being brought to your attention this week means something. Everything that needs to be released means something. Everything that is changed means something. Every delay, every call, every red light, I mean, it always means something, but pay attention this week. Don't push, don't force, don't busy yourself, don't distract. Come back in to the slowness, the stillness, the surrender. Release, let go. Take each day as it is, because each day is a decade, is a lifetime. We are traveling through lifetimes of energetic movement every single day. Exhale and fuck. Drink it all in, darlings. Okay, I'm sending you so much love. Okay, bye 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 bye. Mwah.